This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to episode 242 of the Countdown Podcast. Today we're going to talk about times a follow-up didn't suck balls. My name is Wayne.
My name is Paul. Welcome to the podcast. We count down movies and sometimes television in order of awesomeness so you don't have to.
Yep.
And as Wayne has once again skillfully alluded.
Skill.
Today we're talking about the top 10 superior sequels.
Superior sequels.
Sequels that were better than the original. Now, doesn't have to be just the second film.
Yes.
But it has to be any sequel after that first particular film. So it could be third film in a franchise, could be 11th film in a franchise, as long as it's better than the original.
Oh, really?
It's in play.
I did it a different way.
Wait, didn't we just discuss it before we
started recording? Yes, and as I recall, your little note to me was, how much did it improve upon the predecessor?
Yes, okay, so we're ordering it by that.
Yes.
Yes, but it doesn't just have to be the second film. It can be any film after.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. To me, it was the film right before that one.
No. Really? Not five That's fucking years ago.
That's okay. No, it's going to make it a better show.
Well, I can adjust my list. If you have only played for the second film, because a sequel is any film, right?
Exactly. It could be the eighth film.
Yes.
But if it was vastly better than the seventh.
No, I went with better than the original.
Oh. Well, that's okay. This will still work fine. This will still work fine.
Well, I'm saying, if you haven't played by the same rules, do you want me to change my list? Because it's not fair otherwise, because I've got films on my list that aren't the second film in a franchise.
Well, see, I've got films on my list that can be like the fifth film, but they were better than the fourth.
Oh, that's dumb as fuck.
But it's an improvement on the previous.
Yeah, but sequels to the original.
I thought it was sequels to the previous, but it can still be the original if it's the second film.
Can we have an episode where we're completely playing by different rules?
Apparently not.
I don't know if we can.
I think we just keep going with it, and you just keep your list, and I keep mine, and we see how funny it gets.
You fuck this brief up.
I thought that was clear from your thing. It's like, what was the bigger improvement? See, listen up, folks. Here's the way that I thought it was going to go, and I think it's still going to go this way. All right. You see, it's one thing to say
Mickey Mouse.
We are, but that's the funny thing. See, here's how it's going to go, folks. Right? At least this is the way I thought. Right. It's one thing to say which are great sequels, but that's not as interesting a list as which sequels were better in comparison to the previous or the original in some cases, all right? Because now what you're looking for is almost a lackluster original or prequel and a really good follow-up. That works out fine, man. That works out fine, baby. It's all good. It's all good.
Completely different lists.
Nah, we're good. We're good. Keep going. I think this is going to go great. It's going to go great. I'm telling you, it's going to go great. Paul doesn't like necessarily agree. This is cool. It's cool. I'm just saying, rock with it, man. Rock with it. Trust me, it's gonna go fine.
It's too late to change. I can happily change my list
of the
second films, but I cannot change my list to reflect what you are talking about, which is craziness.
I can still play it off.
Why would anyone give a shit whether the seventh Friday the 13th is better than the sixth?
Because
it's not.
Because you're progressing, and in theory, a film should hopefully.
But you might care whether the seventh Friday the 13th is better than the first, which is not.
Oh, okay. That's fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I promise.
Right. Well, this is amazing.
I'll be keeping this all in.
Let's just.
I love this. I love this. Keep going. Keep going.
Go on to the segment that's called
Who Wants a Recap? Who wants a recap? Who wants a recap? Who wants a recap?
You are such a dickhead.
I thought it was perfectly clear from your message, which went about 82 lines, by the way.
That's it. I'm going to read that message.
Oh, read the message. I don't give a rat's badge.
Reject the film, which is, I mentioned, when we get to the actual show. The recount's where we refer to the previous week's shows in terms of your feedback on what was right or what was wrong. And it's all about last week's show, the top 10 G-rated films. And of course, kicking off with Launching the Pilot podcast, just got caught up, and I'm sure Wayne doesn't hear this a lot, but he lasted a lot longer than I thought.
I really don't hear that at all.
The For Your Reference podcast, great show out of Australia, said, quote, "It's not interesting to not be dirty," end quote. I agree with Wayne. Looking forward to this top 10 G-rated films episode. So in other words, when you were saying no one gives a shit unless it's dirty, because we can swear again this week. Hurrah!
Well, now,
last week's show, we didn't swear. We tried not to.
Well, if you take the comment in context,
yes,
I was saying G-rated films, which are not interesting because they're not dirty, but the episode
doesn't agree with you.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree with you 100%.
Oh, I see. Cool. Yes. Yeah.
So there you are.
Of course, we still cost him the G thing. We just cost us money.
And how much did it cost us in the end? The final tally was $37. Or was it? So $11 from the first time we did this for the top 10 PG-13 films.
Right.
And then this one, top 10 G-rated films, we garnered another $26 between the two of us. Turns out, according to Chris from the Faces and Aces podcast.
Yes, Chris.
Green Korean, as he's known on Twitter, said, listening now, Paul, you owe one more to the jar for your fuck that after Wayne revealed his number one. I was dubious. Extremely dubious that something that obvious would get through to the keeper. Well, let's find out right now as we replay this event from last week.
Here we go. My number one is The Sound of Music.
What?
Yeah, boy. Took it up. Took it up.
Fuck that. No, I heard
There's a clink.
I heard the clink in the background.
The rest of you gamesayers out there.
There we are. Look,
but I could have easily missed that.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, to be honest, we played it beforehand. We both didn't hear the clink.
Missed it, I know.
So I thought Chris was right. Turns out, no, there was the clink in there. So we did catch that one, Chris. But thank you very much. That's a little sample of what you can expect from last week's
show. I'm
sure
Paul's going to kick in a dollar just to help himself out here.
Well, you're right. Maybe I should just do the right thing and just say, Chris, well done for picking that up.
There you go.
There we go. Another dollar. That raises the total for charity for $38. Which is better than 11.
Yeah, I guess so. No one's really writing home about that, but it's okay.
It's better than nothing. Better than
exactly, I think so.
Then the Epic Film Guys, our best mate, Nick from the show, said, I love that Wayne basically knew he was doomed from that first swear.
Yeah.
And he said, you know what you should do, Paulie? Get other shows to follow suit. Do a G-rated Epi and donate to charity. I need to make Netflix and Swill watch something terrible, or me to do it. And I actually played with this idea to try and organize something, and I'm up for it. If you're a podcast, you're listening to the show, and you think, yeah, I'd like to do an episode, we swear normally, we'll donate for every swear to charity, whatever rate you want. You want to do a dollar, you want to do 20 cents. Obviously, there's a difference in the American versus Australian dollar.
Wait a minute. Are you saying every time they swear, we pay?
No. They would donate.
Oh, okay. All right.
But we could pool these donations together.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
And send them off a more sizable thing. So if you're a podcast, you're listening to this, and you want to get involved, November's almost over, so we won't do this. I originally had the idea of calling it No Swear November. And look, you know, we'll just see. We'll float it out there. You're interested, let us know. I'll collate a database and we'll organize something for the new year. And we'll all do, including us, we'll do another episode along those lines.
What? No, I don't want to do it again.
Wayne, you're on board.
No, I don't want to fucking not cuss again.
Everybody, this Wayne doesn't like to give to charity.
Oh, fuck you for Christmas. What the fuck? Oh, man. All right, look, we'll come back to you on this one, people. I don't know about this, I almost killed me last week. Shit.
All right, and then speaking of last week, who won the episode? Well, it was close. Very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God after the pantsing I've received the last couple of weeks. But nevertheless, Wayne has taken out for the third week in a row.
Never happened before.
The late Wayne surge, as everyone wants to get you over the line for 2019, continues. 39 votes to you, 34 for me.
So close.
Most of the comments seem to relate around me not having the Sound of Music on my list.
Yeah.
Or indeed, not having seen it. So now I'm wondering whether or not you've ever been judged on the same way. Are you trying to tell me
times.
Of all, because Wayne's seen a lot less films than I have.
Absolutely.
How come when we have a critical miss, you don't get, Wayne's never seen this? Fuck this guy!
It's because, Paul, everybody loves Wayneman. Okay? They're just looking for a reason to slag.
I want to disagree, but you're absolutely fucking right.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter what, I can't do anything right now. I have acknowledged Wayne is going to win 2019.
No, we've still got months.
My list this week doesn't matter. Wayne wins. Well done.
No, don't do that. I know what you're doing, motherfucker. All right, we all know what you're doing.
No.
Seriously. Bitch, please.
Apparently I missed, sorry, you meant to say.
No, that was
bitch,
like,
please. Oh, shut up.
This is Paul rallying late, everyone.
What do you mean, brother? I've been beaten every single vote the last 3 weeks.
3 weeks? It was the first timer. Last you're definitely going to win this
the
one.
Last, yeah, right. Now I know what you're doing.
It's a damn mind game in here, people.
Anyway, there it is. Well done on the third victory in a row. I can't remember last time I won three in a row.
I've never certainly done it.
So 15 all and one draw with, you know, four or five shows left in the year. It's going right to the wire, and I'm
which
sure...
Which is nice, because usually you're raping me.
That's actually not true. Last year it went right to the wire as well. The first year it completely raped you, and boy, was it good.
Dude, my asshole's still bleeding. Yeah, forget about it.
It's not the right line of humor to go down. So, you know, instead I'll just do this.
Eat my ass! Man.
Let's wrap up the recount with a couple of quick reviews that we've received on iTunes. We want to thank the people for doing this. First of all, from a listener, DG-YYC, I eagerly await everything that Paul and Wayne record.
Really?
I'd listen just to hear Wayne's laugh.
How nice.
Good job and keep it up. Thank you so much. That was out of Canada. Thanks, and then from the US, this is from Mr. Gorefest. I like that name. That's pretty
cool.
He's
definitely on your team.
Two buds give each other a hard time about their taste in movies. What's not to like? Great personalities, and I really enjoy the show.
Thanks, bro.
That's lovely. Thank you so much to both of you. And you can, of course, leave your reviews for the show on Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
And indeed any other, generally speaking, app, Spotify, whatever, that you listen to the show on. Thank you so much for that. All right, enough of this. With or without, let's get into it then. On the other side of this break, the top 10 superior sequels where Wayne has fucked up the brief.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
The top 10 superior sequels. Not annoying at all is what we're covering this particular week. And Wayne claims that it wasn't clear what I texted him about the brief.
God, here comes lawyer boy.
Here we go. Here is the exact exchange. Sup, slut? Was thinking about the list this week. Should we order them by the best sequel that happens to be superior, or by how superior any sequel is that's better? That makes sense? Says Wayne. I'm somewhat unsure of the brief. You mean best sequel ever versus best sequel in relation to the original? I said, top 10 superior sequels is the topic, so I figured it might be more interesting if we order this by how much better we think whatever sequel is compared to the original. This would go some way to stopping our top few being so predictable. Easy example, Redacted is the best sequel on my list, and if we were just ranking sequels, would be number one. But if I now rank it according to how much better it is than the original, another film I hold in very high regard, it slides significantly.
I see what happened here.
Sure, let's go that way, you said. Compared to the original, no problem on... Oh, sorry, then that was a whole part about what we were doing for
Patreon. Right. See, now, I had taken original to mean the predecessor because the one that you had mentioned was the second in the thing, and it was, to me, it was just the previous one.
Especially the second one compared to the first one, so even that doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. See, here's the thing. I think this is going to go fine because I think that... Because a lot of mine on the list are actually the sequel, as in the first sequel. They're the number two, which means that the original is the one I'm comparing
it to.
We'll
make a decision at the end whether or not there's any chance at all this can be compared, our list. Can we come at it from completely different directions?
I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be great. I think everyone's going to have a great time.
Given that you have clearly fucked up, take us away then. Your number 10 most superior sequel that follows one that came before it.
Awesome. My
so rolls off the
tongue. Totally works. It totally works because my number 10 is Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah, that works.
Yes.
That's fine.
And a lot of them are like this, so just chill, motherfucker. All right. So, everyone, Lethal Weapon, the first one, was no doubt a good film. It was a big thing at the time. I remember seeing it and being awkwardly watching it in front of my dad and my grandfather. And when the woman's titties were out, when she was almost falling off the damn balcony.
The first one?
Yeah. Very awkward. Number two, however, blew it off the heels.
Such titties hanging out, so it was not awkward. Gotcha.
Actually, it was Patsy Kensit titty, but I didn't see it in front of my folks. So it was all fine. Yep, all right? Yep. Now, number two, all right? Starts immediately like, woo, woo, woo. They're already chasing. It was a whole way better thing. There was some comedy in the first one, but this one made it funny, cool, excellent, and Patsy Kensit. I was thinking this was the balls. We even liked it. I mean, I think that this was the most celebrated one for me. I will always remember Lethal Weapon 2. I think it was way better than number one, even though one was quite good.
I am... A little upset with myself. I think it's a good pick.
Yeah?
Well done. Very good pick.
All right.
Not on my list.
Gonna
absolutely
be
could
be
well
fine.
Be. So that's a great choice to let us out
bomb.
Of the gate.
Toilet bomb. That's just great.
Except for the fact that...
What? Did you have a problem with that scene?
Murtaugh likes to be naked in the... And like his family just keeps walking in on him and just no worries at all that dad's naked in the bath.
I've heard there are some families like that.
Whoa.
Anyone? No? Okay. No. Right.
Yeah. Put your hand up if your family's like that. Okay, my number 10 superior sequel, and in which case I meant any sequel after the original. And the reason why it's at number 10 and not higher up the list is because it's only marginally better
absolutely.
Than the original.
Essentially.
Toy Story 2.
Can you remind me about Toy Story 2?
Toy Story 2 is now we have established Buzz as part of the group.
Right.
And he's coming to his own and he is as important as Woody is. Although the narrative is mostly about Woody because he gets kidnapped by Newman playing the toy salesman.
Oh, that's right. Fat guy. Yeah.
Fat guy. And who's trying to sell off this original collection of these Woody dolls and Jesse and the like and the old prospector to this Japanese or whatever it is sort of collector.
Right.
And he takes it from the yard and blah, blah. And so the other toys go on a mission to rescue him.
Ah, yes. Yes, great fun. I remember now.
Really expands Buzz's character. And the reason why I honestly go back and forth, but mainly for the last 20 years has been Toy Story 2 is better because it's funnier. The characters are established And I really laughed a lot at what they did in this film. Whereas the first one's amazing because it's the first CGI film and it's complete, you know, all the rest.
Oh, yeah.
It's groundbreaking. But this one I found that much more charming and really elevated the series in my eyes.
Does that mean this is the best one of the four?
God.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
I'm literally rewatching Toy Story 4 to determine how high on my top 10 list it goes this year.
Man, a lot of people think 3 is the best one.
Yeah, and I get it. I understand it. It's definitely the most emotional. Because
of the heart at the end. I was crying. I did cry.
They're all excellent. And arguably, this is the best franchise that's ever been made in terms of sheer consistency.
It's a good call. It's a good call. Yeah. Okay, well done.
Most other franchises have a downbeat or one that's not as good. These ones, gee, they're all very, very good. Toy Story 2 probably is my favorite. And that's why it's down here. But the first one's so good. Hence, it's only just slightly, maybe, possibly better.
Yeah, no, I see what's on the list.
Yep.
You're definitely a fan too, so definitely. Okay, my number 9 is Young Guns 2. Okay, now.
Oh, I don't know about this one.
Well, man, I loved it way more than Young Guns number 1. Let me tell you why, okay? Tell us why.
Why I, you know, regale us with John Bon Jovi soundtrack in the background.
Okay.
Shut down.
I don't know if anyone's going to be able to listen to this with that kind of cacophony in the back, but... There's no chance I was going to compete with that, all right? But,
please continue.
As you mentioned, that is a big feature. Now, Young Guns 1 was a good film.
Which one did have the John Bon Jovi song? Was it number 2? Two. Was, yeah.
Right? And that made a lot of difference because they were going to actually, they were just going to use like, you know, that song of his, Cowboy Steel Horse, Dead or Alive?
Yes, that's right. That's from Slippery and Wet, that song. But look, just pause for a second.
Yes. Okay.
Please.
Maybe I can compete with this. Now, the first one, people. Was a good show. All right. There was a lot of Billy the Kid stuff going on. It was very novel. There was a lot of Kiefer Sutherland, a lot of Charlie Sheen dying. Okay. Now, the second one, this blows it off the heels. Sure, you got your Lou Diamond Phillips and all those folks come in, but this movie here, apart from that sweet ass song, which by the way rocks, it had stuff like horses running through plate glass windows and as though it was a car running into a thing. Okay. That is novel, man. That is novel. They're using horses like cars and it's an action movie. And then the movie
is there any point where they hit like the side of the road water buckets?
Oh, no. Horses don't go that fast. But I do believe the horse had a turbo boost button. This movie here, apart from it being told almost in flashback by this dude, Brushy Bill Roberts, who claimed in the 40s to be the real Billy the Kid, it had Pat Garrett actually chasing them, and it became this whole deal. Then at the end, you got your Christian Slater saying, it's your, you know, he's claiming it's his gang, all this sort of shit.
How is this better than the original?
Way better. There was flipping knives. There was all kinds of shit. I loved Young Guns 2, and it was a bigger hit, as I recall, but... It just became a whole thing.
You've got to be kidding. We didn't get a third one.
They just couldn't get the same ensemble cast together. I loved Young Guns 2 way more. All and right. By the way, throwing money at John Bon Jovi to get this thing. By the way, this was a huge, huge hit.
Let's just hear how big a hit it was.
If only Paul would go down every now and then.
Wrong verse.
It's like ear honey, everyone. Ear honey. And so is this movie. I can't believe you don't like Young Guns 2 that much.
I do. I think it's fine. I just don't think it's better than the original.
Oh, it's way better than the original.
Damn, come on.
All right.
Okay, well, there you go. Wayne, at least still sticking with better than the original at this point. I'll tell you what, a film that is better than the original. Robert Rodriguez's 1995 action classic, Desperado.
No! Oh wow! See, now this is the nuance with this list, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You, as I said, you are sometimes looking for a lackluster original or prequel or original, whatever.
How dare you call El Mariachi for its whole $7,000 budget lackluster?
Because by comparison, do you
remember when we made a film?
Yeah.
For slightly less than that, probably significantly less than that.
Significantly less. Yeah.
But how much that sucked? I think for $7,000, that movie is amazing.
But when you put it next to Desperado, it's a whole different animal. It's an independent film, so sure.
Yes.
And it's in Mexico City, modern Mexico City. So again, $7,000, fine, absolutely, right? Desperado comes along, $3 million, I believe, was the budget.
Was it three or five? No, I can't remember.
Something like three, according to the Laserdisc commentary.
Oh, well, yeah, which we have listened to.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so they set it in an actual, like a Western-looking town in presumably a volatile Mexico. But we couldn't believe the action scenes in this thing. We couldn't believe the gunfires, the this, the that, all the stunts, Salma Hayek. Good Lord. Oh. I know. That's still a thing, right? That's still a thing. Like, I remember watching.
And I'm spent.
I remember watching Desperado with a group of the fellers, right? And literally when she came on screen, everyone shut up.
I literally remember going to the cinema to see this movie. That's how impactful it was upon
me. Oh, dude. And then remember
Perth, Greater Union at the time.
Do you remember the
Sydney Centre?
Not to make this all about like women, but like, do you remember the love scene in this?
Yes.
Okay, so there was a lot of bouncing. And there was a lot of like slow-mo.
There was a lot of fading cuts.
Yeah, it was. And it was really good. And even the soundtrack of that was... I remember the whole thing. I'm not going to bore you with it, but you should check it out, people. Excellent. Desperado.
Now
fan.
We have a song for this episode to open with.
Ah, yes. That's good shit, man. That's good shit. Yes, Desperado. I thought it was low, but because in the end, I think the disparity between the two is larger. You clearly don't.
I don't because I'm... Look, and you're a filmmaker as well. We made this film together. I guess maybe I toil behind the scenes a bit
Paul's
more on
a filmmaker.
It.
I was
so
in a film.
I credit El Mariachi being better than you probably do.
Because you know the process better.
Yes.
Absolutely, I understand.
And I also really, as it really harms the film having the final action scene cut from it in Desperado.
Ah,
which
nice.
Which, as discussed on the commentary, Rodriguez has said, just take it out then because the MMPA... Just shuttle over it. So,
yes, I remember now. Yeah, and boy, was that like
just sort of ends like
somehow
that.
It didn't like in my brain suffer as. But right. I would love to see that scene. Yes,
who wouldn't?
Right.
Yep. I love them to get back together. A la like that Indiana Jones fan film where they got back together 30 years later and made the final scene they hadn't made. I'd love for Rodriguez to get Antonio Banderas and Summer Hike now. Yes, I know that they are 25 years older than
I don't care
when they shot this film. How awesome would it be?
Are you kidding
to
me?
Fix that hole.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there. They can youngify them. It's all good.
No, don't even need to.
Don't even
just
need to.
Release it as like a sort of
addendum or something.
Yeah. Give us $5 and you can watch this scene. I would give that money in a heartbeat.
In a second, no question.
And I reckon they'd make their money back.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
All right, that's my 9, then over to you for your 8.
Okay, I have to apologize for my number 8 because I know it's probably maybe on your list, kind of whatever, and I may be stealing your thunder somewhat, but to me it's here, okay? In terms of like the disparity between 1 and 2, it's Aliens. How are you feeling about this? How are you feeling? How's it all going?
Low.
All right. Now, let me explain why.
Low.
You see, everyone, Aliens is probably Paul's favorite movie of all. I don't know.
Very close.
Very close? Okay. And no doubt, I'm saying it's the balls, all right? I'm sorry about this, didn't care for Alien as much. And I'll tell you why. Aliens is a sci-fi monster movie with pulse rifles, quipping marines, Ripley and armored personnel carriers. It was goddamn exciting and it was wicked. And Paul interviewed someone who was in the movie.
I did.
You did.
You can't find that anywhere now, but
really?
Ultimately we'll release that to our Patreon.
You should drop it. It's like he interviewed Vasquez, everyone. It was really cool.
It was probably the pinnacle moment of my, if not life, then certainly my podcast.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. All right. So Alien, by comparison, a fucking horror movie. It's a fucking horror movie. And I remember.
Yes, it is.
And I watched it after I watched Aliens.
I get it. But then, hang on, if the discrepancy is that large, why is it so low?
Because it's about an 8 for me in terms of, like, even though I didn't hate Alien.
It should be higher for you. What? I think you've just completely fucked the brief again.
No, I think it's fine. It's, to me, in my head, it was this level of thing. But no doubt you're going to have a problem with my subsequent, like, lists. So that's fine.
I'm going to give you one opportunity to
take it back!
Yeah, it was not worth it. All right, so... But, you know, that's what I think. That's what we do. That's how we roll. This is an interesting episode.
If I should, you mean stupid as fuck.
I'm hoping the kids are having a good
time. You hate Alien more than I hate Alien. I mean, hate.
Wait.
Appreciate the first Alien less than I do.
Yeah.
Yet this is higher on my list when we've agreed that the discrepancy would be what ranks it.
Because
so you're saying 7 through 1, your discrepancy is bigger from all the films.
Yeah.
And if not, you fucked it.
No.
You fucked it right in the ass.
That's fine.
Which I know is what you like to do, but you shouldn't be doing on the podcast.
Hey, everyone. Here's a little secret about Paul. He don't truck with butt stuff. Right? If you mention anything about ass or ass play with him, he just scrunches like a piece of paper. It's great. It's great to watch. We should do a video about it. All right.
How would you like to suck my balls?
Preferable to butt stuff.
Even I would agree with that. Your number 8, Enos.
My number 8 is a film which will not be on your list and because you don't rate this series of films. But my number 8 is a film which completely changed the direction of this franchise.
Okay.
So number 1 was well received.
Mm.
It was a clever horror about death coming at you. Number 2, Final Destination 2,
oh.
3 years later. up the ante in terms of just going, forget about the seriousness of this. Let's just make this fucking fun. Unpredictable deaths for characters that you barely care about. It is awesome.
I actually do agree with this one. Is Final Destination 2 the one with the logs at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. They're driving on the road.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
There's a massive car crash. And all these people are wiped off the road. And then, of course, the person has the vision and stops them getting on the road so they don't die in the huge smash which follows. And then Death, having been cheated, comes back at all the survivors to try to take them out and keep Death's design moving forward in the right way.
Now, did this one have Jen from Dawson's Creek in it? Or was that the first one?
First one.
Michelle Williams.
First one.
Ah, okay, good. Yeah, no, good. I don't remember the first one, so I couldn't put this on my list, but I definitely liked this movie, so absolutely.
But this is the one where like it's played very seriously, and it's good. I like the first one. It's a good film, but this one just elevates it so much more. It's because
it was, you were just waiting for the next one. Yeah.
And, the fake outs on the deaths, and then the elaborate sort of steps they go through for Death to get you. It's just brilliant.
No, yeah.
Really, really good fun.
So you're about, absolutely. Okay, well, my number 7, and here's where we may get a little toey people, Mad Max Fury Road.
What the fuck?
All right, now remember,
even if by your stupid logic it's the film before, Beyond Thunderdome is the biggest piece of shit ever. Mad Max Fury Road is incredible.
Did you think that Beyond Thunderdome was a piece of shit? Okay, I saw that in the cinemas when I was a child.
Have you seen it since?
No.
I watched it this year, start of the year.
Really?
It's terrible.
I thought it was, because I'm remembering the two men into one man leave thing. I'm remembering the fight within the Thunderdome with the
My challenge to you is watch that movie again.
I don't want to watch it again.
No, please.
Really?
Please.
Because I seem to remember liking the Tina Turner bit. I was a child.
My challenge to you is to watch that movie
again. Was it a piece of shit?
Oh, it's terrible. It's not a pass.
It's not a pass?
No way in anyone's realm it's a pass.
Wow. I saw it with Bill back when I was, like, I'm sure 16 tops, right?
That film came out when we were 10.
10?
Yeah.
I saw it in the movies. It was weird.
Yeah, I believe you saw it in the movies.
Oh my God. Was I going to the movies at 10? Oh, there you are. But yes.
85? I think it's 85. If not, 86. Oh, latest.
11. Seems young, but there you are. I actually didn't mind it. I don't love it, but I didn't mind it. This one, obviously, way better. I know you adore this shit.
So much better.
Is it on your list?
It certainly is on my list. So this is low, 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 low.
So in your estimation, then, the first Mad Max was kind of shit.
Not a patch. No, it's just, it's okay.
Okay.
I could easily have Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior, on this list too, because it's that much better than the original Mad Max.
Okay, fair enough. I don't recall the first Mad Max. I do recall Beyond Thunderdome, though. So there we are.
Well, apparently you don't recall it very well.
I don't know. I remember having not a terrible time with the movie. So, hey, we're just different here. You know what I'm saying? Like always. But
this is terrible. utter garbage.
Fine. I think it's totally fine. go for it, Paulie.
My number 7 is Dawn of the Dead.
Oh,
as superior to Night of the Living Dead.
Now, tell me why Dawn of the Dead, because I've seen this on other people's lists. Night of the Living Dead was
1968. Look, it created a subgenre of horror.
Being zombies?
Being zombies.
Right.
And so full credit to George A. Romero for that. And he did it on a shoestring budget with mates basically, you know, filling in the extra pieces, extra parts. And it's an amazing film. However, Dawn of the Dead takes what was created there and 10 years later just elevates. It blows my mind that George Romero, he made The Crazies in between and some other projects as well. Martin, I think, was another one. But Dawn of the Dead is such a superior film in terms of the makeup, in terms of the effects, in terms of this really kind of, we've narrowed down to just four characters now and really get to know these four people and their psyches through the zombie apocalypse. And now that the dead really not just are breaking out, but have pretty much are in the process of not taking over and that they want our power, but they've run amok now. There is no holding them back. And it's such a bleak, nihilistic film. It's a comment on capitalism of the time. So it adds that extra sort of level or layer to it. It's so much more than the first film and therefore why most people consider it their best.
Question. So it was by the same maker?
George A. Romero.
Okay. Are there common characters between the two movies?
No one.
So it's just a whole new thing, but a way better movie.
Spoilers. Everyone dies in Night of the Living
Dead. I imagine so. It's one of your damn movies. Okay, fair enough. Good. Okay, I don't like this stuff, so it's all good for you.
Yep.
All right, my number 6. Oh, this is going to be some fun, people. Now, the Mission Impossible franchise. We all have different, well, Paul and I certainly have differing opinions on which one is the best one. Okay. And of course, under his thing, I think, do you like one first, the best?
I got to watch it again.
You got to watch it again?
Yep.
Because it's Brian De Palma when he was good, right?
Yep.
So my number 6 is Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
Because I think it's the best one ever. But also, under my thing, but even under the other thing, right? I think it's better than number 1, obviously. But I think it was quite a bit better than the J.J. Abrams joint, Mission Impossible 3.
Yep.
Now, Paul said to me when we saw Mission Impossible 3, because I still think it's a good movie, Philip Seymour Hoffman, very nice, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, great bad guy.
You said he was much of a, it was like kind of an Alias episode. Mm. I remember you telling me that. And Ghost Protocol itself, man, the Burj Khalifa thing, even all, just the shots, everything about this movie is exciting. Tom Cruise had the best suit on ever. It was like the fights, the even had like that dude from Lost at the very beginning. This is the balls.
Greg Greenberg?
No. What's his name? Sawyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yep. At the very beginning. And I just adore the whole movie. In fact, the team itself was the best team ever. I believe this was the movie where Simon Pegg became one of the team.
Yep.
Because before he was just like a tech.
Was he in the third one?
He was.
I was, okay.
He was, but only in the lab. Right, and then this became like a whole thing. Even the chicks fighting and stuff looked fantastic. So, big fan for this one, Ghost Protocol. I'm sure you knew this one, knowing me. But yeah,
no, that's no, totally you pick, and I have no problem with it. As again, because it's better than the first. Well, for you, better than the first one.
Yeah,
my number seven is a film which everybody knows. I think most people agree. We got a lot of feedback about this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a film which is often incorrectly attributed to George Lucas, is actually Irvin Kershner's The Empire Strikes Back.
I was wondering if you're going to put this here. Yeah. All right, I avoided this one on purpose, but this means that you think Star Wars is considerably worse than this one.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Actually, yes, yes.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. It's definitely worse. It's in the one-star territory. Worse for me.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Empire is the best of all of them?
Yeah.
Or how many? Seven? Six,
oh, okay, eight.
Six, nine. Eight. Eight.
Not counting Rogue One and a Solo.
Mm.
Yeah, so,
yes,
10 we've had.
Yeah.
To this point, with obviously the Rise of Skywalker coming out in 5 or 6 weeks.
Let me ask you this. If you put Rogue One in there.
5 weeks.
Is Rogue One better than this?
No.
Is it close?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the second best one. I think Rogue One is the second best one. I know. But, oh, cool.
I rewatched Rogue One recently, but for its time, 1980, The Empire Strikes Back, to elevate the game in the way that everybody involved here did, to let the baddies win, to create such darkness, and then to the revelation of, you know, I am your father. That's as good as it gets in terms of...
Did you actually feel that? Because I think when I was a kid, by the time I got to this movie, it was known. I don't think I got the reveal.
Yeah, yep. But so, you watch it now. And
oh, yeah.
You can, I mean, obviously, this now 40 years later, this is still resonating through the fandom, this particular moment. Where, so much so that the rumors are that Palpatine's going to be in Rise of Skywalker. His voice is in the trailer for Rise of Skywalker.
Like, what does that mean?
I don't know. But like, the whole arc with Anakin and his father and... Sorry, Anakin and Luke, I should say.
Luke, yes.
That, wow.
Are you going to show your kid this movie? These movies?
Ultimately, yeah. I hope she develops
interest.
So when
she's old enough, right? It would be cool to watch her actually get that thing.
She's still too young. I mean, she's seen The Force Awakens, but only because it was bright and colorful and whatever else.
I remember that.
A couple of years ago, but... she has to be a bit older to appreciate an older film.
And so. would you show her the prequels first? Or would you show her release order?
Release order.
I always think release order is the actual way to show
people
stuff.
She won't
stuff.
Get through the prequels. She'll go, this is shit, Dad, and she'll want to switch it off.
Maybe she'll like Jar Jar. She won't like Jar Jar.
No one likes Jar Jar.
Okay. Nice. Fair enough. My number five is Fast Five. Now, here's where our little thing gets a little kicky.
It's better. It's both better than the fourth film and it's better than the original, so it's still okay.
Do you actually...
Of course Fast Five is better than Fast Furious. We did it for patrons not long ago.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. The first one is so quotable and in its way iconic because of the moniker and so on, right?
But you're saying it's better than the fourth one.
I'm saying it's better than the fourth one because the fourth one had actually lost its way. But this is the one where they started putting The Rock in there. And they started putting all this other, like, and actually putting him in there as the guy who has the big fight with Vin Diesel at the end. For the first time, two guys who are essentially the same size-ish and are slamming each other against the wall and stuff. I thought that was the best. Also, much needed humor in this one. I thought it was a big, big deal. And I still kind of think this is the best. Yeah, if you discount the first one, which is to me just like it's
first one's garbage.
It's nostalgically good. The tuna here, all that sort of stuff. You know, SWAT came into my home. We've talked about this exactly. But the Fast Five one was the one I still maintain as well. I can always point to that as a good one. So Fast Five, everyone, 2011 it
was. So that was your five.
That was my number five.
Sorry, that was I think before I said Empire Strikes Back with my seven, but yes, my six.
Yes. So
my number five then is the second film in the Evil Dead franchise. Evil Dead 2 is that much better than The Evil Dead.
Evil Dead 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
The film which, of course, I showed you.
You showed me when we were quite young. So on VCR, VHS.
Yes, you did. And you weren't turned off in terms of being mates. You kind of appreciated it for what it was. This horror comedy where Sam Raimi had 6 years later, give or take, if I'm not mistaken, had decided that make it a bit more comedic. It did away with retcon of the first one as well.
Which I didn't know, for rights reasons and the like.
Oh, is that what it was for? It had to create its own sort of contained film.
And no one said anything about it.
Well, I mean, I remember now it would jump straight into the internet to find out why. Then you just had to go like, well, that's odd.
I don't remember this guy.
Scratch your head.
Exactly.
You're like, why? What happened to all of Ash's friends? And why is he just there with his girlfriend now and all the rest of it?
That's quite a brave move when I think about it.
That aside, this film is horror comedy gold. And the first one is meant to be largely straightforward horror, but it's so dated
that
it comes across it's like a horror comedy. Very, very schlocky. And the low budget is right there, whereas this film has a bigger budget and it's also apparent. I just think this is where Ash, most importantly, comes into his own. Ash is a shadow of himself as the guy he becomes in the first film.
Yeah.
Now Bruce Campbell is front and center the entire length of the film, and it's him against himself in places. And then, of course, the chainsaw arm and the shotgun and the groovy. And this is where this character is born, and that is why Evil Dead 2 for me is unquestionably high on this list.
Can I assume that this is the best of the three?
Oh, for me? For you? Absolutely.
Yep. Okay. I remember that night that you showed this to me. You also showed me Hitcher with Rutger Hauer in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is a good show as well. Yeah. So we had meat pies. I remember all this
Nothing
shit.
But the best in my house.
I'm just, hey, that was our jam back in the day, let me tell you. And kind of today. So my number four, everyone, is Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah. Yep.
God, this got
so
good.
Much better than Thor Dark World, but yes.
Probably arguably better. I actually, okay, check this out, right? So recently I gave listener Jen all the Marvel films, okay? All of them, except Thor Dark World. Because I said you don't need to use it, right? Yeah, I maybe should have because she's a completionist. But that one was wildly forgettable, even though an important thing happens in it that you had to have known for Infinity War, which is that the red shit goes inside Jane and that's how they got it out. That's the movie.
And Thor's mom dies.
Yes, which I totally forgot as well. But Thor Ragnarok was, I've seen it twice at the movies, and it was probably half because of the comedy and half because of the style. I'm really looking forward to this next one, which apparently they've got, what's her name back for? Natalie Portman.
Yes.
Even though she had sworn off that thing.
Yes.
BT Dubs, I found out that in Infinity War, we thought she came back to film that extra scene.
Yeah.
Right? She didn't. They cobbled it together from shit from that she had filmed.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. I know, right? So, but yeah, Thor Ragnarok. People, you could almost watch this on its own. Almost.
You mean Endgame.
Sorry. Endgame. Yeah, Endgame. Sorry, yes. I'm like Endgame. Yeah. So there you are.
Interesting. And can I now take this opportunity to add a left field recommend that you must watch before our best and worst of TV of 2019 episode coming up to end the year?
Yeah.
You must watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, the TV show?
Yeah.
Really?
10 episodes, 19 to 23 minutes an episode of pop.
You nailed it?
I just finished 7 last night. The 7th episode is one of the funniest things on TV I've seen in so long.
Okay. On that recommendation, I definitely will. Nice.
Check it out. And
Who would have thought the TV show would rock out?
Some of the episodes directed by Taika Waititi. Mm. And Jermaine Clement is one of the main writers, and you must see it.
All new people, I assume?
Yeah, they've recast it. Includes Matt Berry.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love Matt Berry.
Yeah, man, this show is destined to be high on your list.
Okay, good. All right, I'll take care of it.
Just remind me when you said Thor Ragnarok. Okay, my number four is an arguable one because I know there are some people who love the first one more than this, but I'm sorry, this elevates the game. Not by a lot, but enough. That it's this high on the list.
Rather high then. Go on.
So this is as close to a 5-star film without giving it 5 stars as I can give, whereas the original I give 4 stars too. So this is Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Now, should this not then be lower on your list?
No, but I'm saying it's still almost 20 points higher in my ranking system. So don't worry, I've done the math on all this.
Of course you have, you fucking robot. All right. Yeah, look, I mean, T2 was where that's the one everyone talked about with the liquid metal and all that shit. That was the
change. Effects that stand up today, a storyline which evolves and is brave enough in a pre-internet age to recast the bad guy as the villain to take advantage of his huge charisma and starring power of the time in 1991.
Masterstroke, in my opinion.
Brilliant. Like, absolutely brilliant. You have to get your hand around the fact that time loops and paradoxes exist in this universe, and if you still can't do that, then absolutely skip the fuck away from Terminator Dark Fate and all the subsequent sequels, because it doesn't get any better.
Nope. Nope, it does not.
But other than that, this film is absolute class. some of the best action films ever made, and certainly in my mind, one of the best sequels ever made to elevate beyond an already good original.
I remember talking in high school with some friends about this T2 before it came out, and someone said, no, Arnie's a good guy in this one. And I went, what? Immediately interested, because I don't like bad guys. So
there you go.
Nice. We're going to skip back to you, because my number three was Desperado. That's how big the disparity
was.
Wow,
that's
for
a big disparity.
Me.
And where was, so that was my nine to your three. Where was Aliens for you?
Way back in eight, I believe.
Eight or nine, I think even.
Eight.
Eight, okay. Well, that's where my number three is, Alien.
Oh,
And that's what I'm saying. You don't like, I like the first Alien, and yet this is still a full star higher for me.
Huh. I mean, sure. I mean, for you and your brain and whatnot, absolutely. But yeah, to me, yeah, no. I mean, like I said, I kind of liked Aliens, but the horror thing turned me off. So what are you going to do?
Jeez, if people are going to vote against me for not having seen The Sound of Music,
Paul,
not liking
Paul,
Alien.
Paul, you're going to win this one, okay?
Just relax, yeah, sure, relax, right? Sure.
Just fucking relax.
Absolutely.
Right? Just chill, all right? Paul is not used to losing, everyone. You should see the long face that I sometimes get in this motherfucker, all right? Turns up at Wayne Manor and he's like, well, how's it going?
What? No. Inconceivable. Whoopah.
Okay. Well, my number two, everyone, is Logan.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's because... Yeah, now the predecessor
but,
was gone.
Well, yeah.
Even if you went with the first X-Men,
yeah, no, and
this kills it.
But I didn't really consider it a sequel. And here's why I left it off my list.
Really?
Because it's so fucking out of left field. And I think it exists in its own world. Suddenly it's R-rated and it's violent and the two...
And hence, to me, that's why it gets better. But I know what you
you're
mean.
Right. But you're absolutely right. It can and should factor in. So please, have at it.
You know, I just saw Hugh Jackman on Howard Stern show. And he said, is that it? Is that the end of Logan? He goes, yes. Straight up. Just straight up.
Fair enough. He doesn't want to keep getting jacked.
No, exactly. And this was a pain in the ass. Yeah, but
we
like,
know he's huge Jackman, but still.
He's got a huge Ackman. yeah, no. I mean, I think everyone knows about this one here, right? I mean, let's just face it. This was, I've never probably, this is almost a contender for best superhero film.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's right like, up there.
Yeah, it's way up there. So Logan, my number two. Hit it, Polly. What's your number two?
My number two is a film that neither of us have mentioned yet, and I'm trifle disconcerted, although I hope it's your number one.
I bet you it's not. Go on. What is it? What is
it? Oh, maybe it's not, because you might rate the original higher than I do. Number two, without question, is the greatest superhero film ever made. It's The Dark Knight.
Batman Begins was such a good film that I couldn't put it here.
Okay.
Go on.
I get your reasoning, and some will agree with you, but not for me. The Dark Knight has to be on this
look,
list.
Look, that is... You know how I think Watchmen is slightly better than The Dark Knight because I enjoyed it more and people berate me therein? The Dark Knight
wait,
is...
Wait, stop. Oh, stop. God. Can you say that again, please? Just so everyone at home can be sure.
Sorry, when I should clarify. When asked once which the best superhero film of all time was,
right,
I said Watchmen just pipped The Dark Knight because it was something that I wasn't wasn't expecting, and I didn't expect it to be quite so good. Now, obviously many people out there are pissy about this, and I've had my fair share of hate mail, but... Don't get me wrong. The Dark Knight could, you know, on a different day, The Dark Knight could win. It's that close to me. That's how it works. All right. So don't get me wrong. This is a great pick from you in terms of what, you know.
In a world where Wayne Aruzu thinks Watchmen is a better film than The Dark Knight.
A better superhero movie. Yes. I'm actually standing by it. I'm telling you. Only slightly. And I mean a bee's dick. All right.
There
I mean
can be
very little.
Only one explanation.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Oh, jeez. Well, I guess it was worth it for you to have that little thing that you just did there.
I might have to whack it in a world joke every episode from now on.
Oh, I can't wait, fuck this.
The Dark Knight, come on.
No, like, I'm not going to fight this.
Batman is a bad film. I'm not saying it is at all. I enjoy it fine.
Mm.
And I watched that movie originally, and I've rewatched it two or three times since. And every time I'm like, yeah, good start.
Absolutely.
But boy, The Dark Knight knocks it out of the park. It elevates everything that's good about that film into the next echelon.
Remember when they said the IMDb score made The Dark Knight the best movie ever made, not even a superhero movie, the best movie ever made?
For a while, right?
I was so on board with that in terms of, like, you know, obviously with the Watchmen thing close behind. It swaps places for me.
If you listen carefully, you can hear Wayne digging very fast.
I'm not backpedaling. This is totally fine. But yes, I agree. Look, I'm not going to argue with this. The Dark Knight is so good that you can watch it anytime and have a great time.
The Joker, Christian Bale's performance, particularly as Bruce Wayne, as opposed to the Batman, but okay, the gravelly voice aside, the action sequences, the way the best interacting or so interweaving, I should say, of two villains, probably in any
completely because they always bugged it up previously film where they put like 12 people
made
in there.
To that point. Just the grounding of it to make it almost realistic. Like if you take out the fact it's a superhero pursuing these two villains. It could just be an action thriller, and it's so grounded that it probably would work.
It's the Nolan factor. He takes stuff that shouldn't work and makes it work because he's just Nolan.
And it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, this film, with an incredible score by Hans Zimmer.
Well, question for you. Are you enjoying Heath Ledger's Joker or what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix's Joker more, less or more?
Sorry, who?
Joaquin, not Joker. Like you say.
Joaquin. Jacques Wim?
That's close. No, that's not.
No, I'm an old school in here. I think Heath Ledger.
No, I had a great time in that movie.
The difference is that Joaquin Phoenix's performance is front and center. He's the entire character of that film.
Good point.
So on that basis alone, of course, he's a bigger and bolder presence. But in terms of what Heath Ledger did to that film, that will hold a
absolutely. I'm going
a
with
more
Heath
special
Ledger
place in my heart
because it's a more enjoyable film. So that's me. Yeah. So, absolutely. Okay.
All right. Well, there we are. We're down to the number ones then, and we need to do our recap of the list and then reveal said number one. Wayne, take
most
it away.
Def. Here we go. My number 10 was Lethal Weapon 2. Great number pick. 9, Young Guns 2. 8,
not such
Aliens,
a
Bollocks. 7,
Solo.
Mad Max Fury Flaps.
Solo.
6, Ghost Protocol Mission Impossible.
Fair.
Number 5, Faust 5.
Yep.
Number 4, Thor Ragnarok.
Yep.
Number 3, Desperado, where it should be. Number 2, Logan. And my number 1 is, I think, something you're going to not expect. It was Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Oh, honorable mention.
Really?
Had to cut it. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
And then please tell us all about it.
Go on, go on, go on.
Simply because I remember nothing about Star Trek.
Oh, well, unfortunately, I remember almost everything about Star Trek. Now, don't get me wrong here, people. I wanted to, for myself and for life, to put Star Trek Into Darkness here because I think it's a wonderful sequel and no one else likes it
except
me.
God, I wish you had. Then I would have won.
I know. You're probably going to win anyway.
What? No.
See, Star Trek 1, I swear to God, the Star Trek 1 was actually released because Star Wars was such a success. They just went, yep, let's put that thing on the film. Fantastic. Now, it's well known in the movie for being, like, the actual set of Star Wars, all the buttons worked and everything to open doors and shit.
Really?
It was a big thing. It was a big thing. I only know that from the production notes. But the actual movie itself, I swear to God, it is like 2 hours of glory shots of the Enterprise. And
sorry, you're saying Star Wars or Star Trek?
Sorry, Star Trek, the first one. The first one.
The buttons worked.
The buttons worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was huge, right? And then, like, but they had silver-ass jumpsuits on, and it was literally them posturing for scene after scene after scene, and then a shot of the Enterprise, then a shot of the Enterprise. I think they had tech that year to make the Enterprise look really good, so they just only used that.
I know one of the listeners somewhere in the feedback said, what, with Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, because it didn't have a 15-minute shot of the show.
I swear to God, it's glorious. It is, and it went on. It was crap. And then Wrath of Khan comes in, and not only is the guy from Fantasy Island got long hair and now he's a bad guy, it has like
Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban, yeah. He's a badass, sort of, because it was the '80s and his hair was weird. And you can overlook it now if you want to.
Are you showing that's why he was bad because his hair was weird?
Well, he was actually the guy who fucked everyone up. Now remember, he killed Kirk's son in this thing, and it's just like Kirk's like Klingon bastard killed my son, right? And that's quite a huge thing. And as if that weren't enough, they fucking killed Dr. Spock. The end of this movie is heartfelt. It actually kills you.
Absolutely agree.
And even Kirk was, that's the first time Kirk was like, Khan! All right. So this thing blew, again, from the first one, this was the largest expanse. So that's where my number one.
I can see that. Yeah. See that. And in the end, the differences based on that criteria are pretty small. Mm. When you went like Fast 5 better than 4 by that much.
Exactly. By comparison.
But that would have been not on your list, arguably, had we done it the way that I had intended.
Well, not really, because
the original.
Well, the original is number one. in this one. This is
number
two.
I'm saying this time it's fine. But oh, yeah, Fast Five.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably
exactly,
wouldn't
exactly,
have made it.
Exactly.
That might have changed
this. That's okay. We're playing jazz with the show today.
Clearly. Not since the days of the top 10 buddy cop films has we got it both so different.
Inconsistency bothers Paul, everyone. Just so you know. In case you haven't picked that up.
All right. No, that's a nice choice. Like I said, I cut it late only because I thought, well, I can't honestly talk about the
Understandable. Very personal.
But
movies.
I totally agree. It should and would be on that this list. Okay, so my recap is number 10, Toy Story 2, 9, Desperado, where it should be.
Bollocks.
8, Final Destination 2, 7, Dawn of the Dead, 6, The Empire Strikes Back, inconceivably not on Wayne's list. 5, Evil Dead 2, 4, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, also not on Wayne's list.
Mm.
Wow.
Because Terminator 1 was so good, y'all.
3, Aliens. Number 2, not on Wayne's list, The Dark Knight. Number 1, thank God, is on Wayne's list. It's Mad Max Fury fucking Road. How much better is this than the original film, which is, again, the way that I did it.
Right, because I
can't
remember
the first
one. But
then, thank God, if you want to do it against Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, it's even fucking astronomically better.
So then,
unquestionably.
Thunderdome was far worse than number 1, obviously.
Yes, in your way worse.
Sure, sure.
In my estimation.
I think you know what happened? When I was a young kid, I was impressed at the production value. We don't need another hero. Well,
I was just about to say, Wayne, we don't need another hero.
Sorry to step on your gag there. I actually feel better than I did that.
I was like, so bad.
You
cunt.
Oh,
look, I've talked about Mad Max Fury Road enough. If you're at all worried or want to hear me talk about more about it, then there's an upcoming episode of Two Peas on a podcast. We talk about the best films of the decade. It's on my list. I'll put it that way.
Nice.
That's it. That's our list then. Wayne, give us your honorable mentions very quickly.
Sure.
Run through them for this particular list.
You want to hear some quirk? Here's some quirk. All right. Ocean's 13, Oof. 22 Jump Street. Captain America the Winter Soldier, of course.
I can't believe that didn't make
because
your list.
The one was still good. I still maintain the three Captain Americas are the pound for pound best movie, like superhero trilogy ever. Oh,
wow, okay. All right.
Better than the Dark Knight one.
Ooh.
Pound for pound, because the one and three were fucking awesome. Whereas the three of the Dark Knight one wasn't so good.
Yeah, I agree.
Good.
Three of
Dark. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Let me see here. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, you like the second one the most. I like the third one the most. So on my honorable mentions is War for the Planet.
Oh, sorry, War. I wanted War.
You wanted War? Okay.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, okay. Great.
Right, that's it. Please, yours.
I had Superman 2, The Donner Cut.
Yeah, good one. Yeah. Oh, The Donner Cut is nuts, man.
Yeah. Godfather Part 2. But the reason why it's not on the list is because
I was wondering about that.
Slightly higher than the first one, but not enough for me to whack it in here.
Yeah, fair enough.
Friday the 13th Part 6, way better than the original.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's pretty
But
late
it's too. So dumb that, you know, still a slasher film.
For the fans.
Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. And then here's one which big star against. And I wanted to rewatch this film.
Hmm.
But I decided, you know what? I ran out of time, couldn't rewatch it, so I'm not going to do it. Everyone tells me Spider-Man 2 is better than the original, but I really like the original.
The original was great. Because, remember, because Sam Raimi is... Paul's got a long history with Sam Raimi. Okay?
As evidenced by Evil
Absolutely.
Dead Evil 2.
All right. And it was great. They nailed it out of the park.
I think so, but people don't seem to like the first one that much, but they love Doc Ock.
No, 2 is better. Right. Way better. No, lots better.
So I'm pledging to you now, listeners, that I will watch that film again. I'm going to re-rank my Spider-Man films after I've watched it. But at this point in time, like, I thought maybe I could talk myself into it. I didn't get around to watching it.
You will find that hardcore Spider-Man fans like number 2 because Doc Ock is not this chiseled sort of... Doc Ock in the comics has a big pot belly. He's an ugly fuck, right?
Okay. So Alfred
Molina. Exactly. Right? Not that he's ugly, but he was overweight on purpose.
Yeah.
So it was good.
I can't imagine for a second it's going to be better than Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, but there we are.
No, I would agree on that.
All right, that's our list. Then what about yours? We wrap up every episode with your feedback in a segment that we call the Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
Kicking off this week's episode with the Pine Comics podcast, John from that show said Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Word.
Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Word.
And Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, Wayne. All right, once again, we need a commitment now, Wayne. We've talked about this. It's time for you to watch Excellent Adventure and Bogus Journey. Because number 3 is coming next year.
Man. All right, I'll Pulls see if I can...
Pull thy finger out
in.
Of thy butt.
I don't want to watch that stupid crap, but all right, fine.
Ooh, maybe we should do some kind of watch along with the listeners.
Like what, like a live watch party? Or
yeah,
like
something like that, just to see Wayne's reaction. That would be fun. Well, we'll talk.
Highlights.
All right, Sam from Movie Reviews and 20 Keys Podcast, one of our best mates we have made podcasting. He listed every sequel ever made, but also I'll cherry pick from them. Empire Strikes Back, Dark Knight, X-Men, Days of Future Past, Spider-Man 2. And
whoa. Days of Future Past?
He reckons it's the best X-Men film.
What? What about X2, son? Mm-hmm. Even First Class is... Okay,
all right. Oh, even First Class.
I love First Class.
There you are, Sam. Okay. Dave from Super Movie Bros. Another great show. Do check them out. Mad Max Fury Road, Good Night Dave, Godfather Part 2, and The Empire Strikes Back. Jeez, I wish Dave was had a Facebook account because I might get one more vote each week. Tyrone Holick, one of our best friends that we've made, long-term listener to the show, Thor Ragnarok, bam!
Boom!
Dark Knight and Snatch. Now, interesting. Snatch, no, it's I didn't think it was an official sequel, but she claims, she looked it up online, and apparently it's claimed as an official sequel.
But none of the same guys are in there, and it's not in the same place.
Spiritual sequel?
We don't know if it is, actually.
Spiritual sequel.
Interesting. All right, good.
Yep. All right, well, let's find some different ones then. So, B-Dizzle, Billy from We Watched a Thing. There are obvious top five, he said, but he said, here are three that haven't been mentioned. Before Sunset.
Have you seen any of these Linklater movies?
I've seen two or all of them. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah?
They all run together.
So, you were unimpressed?
I don't like them.
Okay. All right.
Number two, Toy Story 2. And number one, controversial Scream 2.
Oh, I'm actually kind of on board with that.
Holy actually, shit, Billy.
It could have been on my list because they had spoilers. No, I didn't pick the ending. I won't say that. So
it's 20 years old, that movie, give or take. So you can spoil whatever you want. But okay, so the ending caught you by unawares. But the first film is a masterclass in horror filmmaking.
Yeah, see, I can see why you would feel that way.
The second film, I used to think exactly the same thing. The internet came out. I remember I went home and read the script online for Scream 2 after we saw it.
Holy crap.
I loved the shit out of it.
Oh,
so,
well then.
But subsequently, having rewatched them all two or three times, number one, absolutely, for me, stands head and shoulders above.
It certainly set the pace. So, okay, fair enough.
Two Peas on a Podcast, Gerald, who I've mentioned being on their show this week, but it's not coming out for a couple or for 5 or 6 weeks. They just did a very similar episode, Superior Sequels. Here's the hilarious thing. He and his co-host, Andy, completely came out in different directions as well.
Maybe it's the topic.
It must be. Do check them out. It's very funny. So here are some of Gerald's Dark Knight, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors, and Spider-Man 2.
Hmm.
Mario and the Bar had Aliens, Captain America, Winter Soldier, and Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
This one is from Marky Mark from the So Wizard podcast, one of our good friends. And he said, my top three were the same as everyone else's. But here are three of his favorite sequels that are better than the predecessors.
Mm.
Number three, Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Really? Mm. I got to say, I can't remember those movies. I've seen them.
What do you mean? This is the one we just watched recently.
Yeah, I can't remember it.
Okay. Number two, Spy Kids 2, Island of Lost Dreams.
Really?
And number one, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
The second one?
I think the first one's called Rise of the Planet of the Apes and then Dawn.
And the last War. One? War, yeah.
Whereas I like War the most, but fair enough. Thank you for that, Mr. Marky Mark. Justin Winters from the Sorry Married Movie Geek podcast. Faves are T2, Dream Warriors, and Paul's number one pick. I don't know if he got it right or not. Well, I guess we'll find out whether it was Aliens or Fury Road because he just assumed.
He made a good call.
From the Nomcast, here are lots of great ones mentioned already, was stated. Some not mentioned, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Where do you fall on this one?
I used to think this was the best. I don't any longer.
No?
I rewatched Last Crusade.
No.
I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Raiders.
Look at Ilsa Schneider?
Oh, look, she's by far.
She's fantastic.
She's by far the best.
I mean, not that that makes
girl,
the movie.
But doesn't change the fact that Raiders of the Lost Ark is the best of these films. For me. Now.
I know.
Officially.
I know. And I love Temple of Doom.
I know, and you love Temple of Doom. Wayne's World 2 from the Nomcast.
Oh, jeez. It's a tough one, that. Oh.
And Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers.
Now, how do you feel about this one? Because I like Two Towers, even though it was just one long battle. Right?
I should like it. I'm gonna rewatch these films.
I still think the first one was the best one.
I like the first one the most because it introduces the world. But I totally, lots and lots of people seem to think Two Towers is the superior one. By the way, then there was an immediate response from Forgotten Cinema podcast to the Nomcast call there. I'm sorry, for a second there, I thought you said Last Crusade was better than, inarguably, the best adventure movie of all time?
Last Crusade?
Yeah, Raiders of Lost Ark. It was
basically yeah.
Go home, Nomcast. You've watched too many Netflix movies. So that was funny. Our good mate, Duty from the Shaker Not Nerd podcast. Here we go. Jesus Christ, Duty.
Duty, what's up, man?
The first one, which I've never seen, Resurrection of F as a sequel to Battle of the Gods. Don't know what he's talking about.
Nope, that's obscure for me, but go on.
Temple of Doom.
My man! Wait.
He said, please see above bracket. And the above bracket he was referring to was Return of the Jedi, Fight Me.
You know what? Since you warned me off Return of the Jedi, because I still adore in my head Return of the Jedi, and then you said, have you seen it lately? And I said, no, and then you said teddy bears. And then I'm like, all right, well, first of all, Temple of Doom, I fucking agree with you, man.
Yeah, I know you
Temple
do on that Doom. One. Totally,
absolutely.
Totally get it, yep.
Return
didn't make
of the
it
Jedi,
list, but still.
No, but that's because...
Not even honorable mentions, but
I
still.
Didn't want you to get pissy about it. Return of the Jedi, yeah, man, Luke was dressed in black, he had a black glove, it was all good. Green lightsaber? That's the shit.
Fart in your general direction.
You can, that could be your duty. I don't care.
Okay.
Steve from the Everything I Learned from Movies podcast, Dark Knight, Hamlet 2, and Crank 2, High Voltage.
Well, it had to be better than... Whoa! Huh. Okay, it's a thinker. It's a thinker.
It is a thinker. All right, then over to our... Oh, no, there's one more from Twitter I have to give. One of my favorite topics, I'm always down to talk about it. I love Child's Play 2 and think it's so underrated.
Yeah.
Definitely not better than the original, but I happen to love Candyman 2. All right, well, in that case, well, then, doesn't work out. And I also have a very strong and passionate opinion about Jaws 2.
Which one was Jaws 2?
Who cares? No way in the world it's better than Jaws.
That wasn't the Michael Caine one, was it?
No, no, that, no, thank like, God. Just Jaws of Revenge, one of the worst movies
ever. Yeah, that's right. Fucking that's right.
I want to give a shout out to our friend Kelvin from the Go Watch a Movie podcast. Said T2, Terminator 2, and Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
I see. Fair enough, fair enough.
Lastly, from Twitter, Magnificently Huge said, "Lol, we also just did a Superior Sequel show a few months back. Our topics were X2, X-Men Unlimited, Austin Powers, The Spy Shag Me, and Wayne, your number one, Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan."
Kaboom!
And then over to the Facebook listening community to wrap up this week's listener feedback, commencing with Lenny Salter, good friend of the show, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, Empire Strikes Back, and Spider-Man 2. Of course, Spider-Man 2 was on Lenny's list. Dean Jeffrey from the IMDb Journey podcast, Godfather 2, Kill Bill 2. Come on, Dean! And Terminator 2. Mark Harris had Mission Impossible Fallout, Captain America the Winter Soldier, and clearly a vote for UA number one, Logan.
Loyan, fantastic.
Very nice, well played, sir. Tammy Davis had Aliens, Captain America Winter Soldier, and Toy Story 2.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure whether Ethan Petrie was joking or not, but Sharknado 2, Empire, and Piranha 3 Double D. Come on, mate.
Of course he was joking.
But one of those is serious, Empire, so that's what makes...
Yeah, he's throwing a spanner in the works, for
makes
sure.
Makes me wonder, really, really does. Last couple then to wrap it up, Jake Humphrey... Obvious respect to the clear winners, other people listed, most of which we have discussed today. Toy Story 2, the best Toy Story movie. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, the best Lord of the Rings movie. Mm. And Skyfall, the best Bond movie.
Controversial. Oh. Not that it wasn't Look great, it was great.
There. And then wrapping it up with my brother, Adam. He said it's got to be Aliens, T2, The Dark Knight. And then he had a few honorable mentions, including Evil Dead 2. So well played, sir.
Definitely your brother.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. And here it is. Cameron Petty said, Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan. So I reckon that's a really good pick from you.
Kapow.
After the rather dull but operatic first jump to the big screen, this one captured the magic of the TV show and the Trekking universe hasn't looked back since.
Agreed.
Number two from Russia with love. Mm. Bond began low budget, low thrills. Here everything stepped up a notch while maintaining a sense of reality that Dalton and Craig have tried to emulate.
Ooh. Oh, come on. You know what? I almost put Casino Royale on this list.
Yeah.
But then I knew you'd get pissed because he said it's not a sequel.
Yep. And Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior. While I love the original sequel, had the budget and virtually new story, setting the trend, for post-apocalyptic chase film genres. Thank you so much to everybody.
Thanks, kids.
For getting back to us. We had so many responses we couldn't possibly keep up this week. We really,
Thank
truly
you. Thank you so much.
Do appreciate it. And how can listeners get back to us with their feedback on topics week in and week out, Wayne?
By getting your Google on and putting in the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast, or you can send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
We're on Twitter at @thecountdownpc. You can follow us on the Podbean app, where we have many, many followers there, and you can also comment on the show, and we will get around to replying to your comments. So thank you for those that do it that way. And indeed, ccradio.com.au is our website home, which we share with a whole bunch of other great Australian podcasts, including some of the awesome ones that you've no doubt listened to already, Fangirling, Believe, Fightcast Australia, and the new one that's now just returned to the network, Great Mates.
Great Mates.
All right. That is it for this week's show, episode 242. Wayne, what's happening next week for episode 243?
Well, we're not quite sure yet because we didn't really write that down yet, but you can rest assured we'll both get the brief right for next time.
You mean Wayne will?
Maybe.
All right, well, on that bombshell, we will wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us again. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
I'm just going to talk over it. The first rule of Fight Club. Well, you're just not going to push that button now? Fuck you.
Dynamite drop-in money. Okay, yeah. And broadcast school has really paid off.
remotely apt. Well done.
We will catch you next week.
See you, kids. watch out of these ones. I just noticed. You know, women have a thigh gap. I have no such thigh gap. If I was wearing corduroy.
Wait. You wore the crotch out of your jeans. Why does this not shock me? If there's any man I know who was wearing crotches out of jeans.
Well, you know, first of all, I don't know what you're talking about.
My jeans have a reinforced plate. But no, they don't, but it may as well have.
No. First of all, your jeans don't actually let you... let's say what you're suggesting is that I get play. But
yes.
If that is in fact the case, your jeans are off before anything happens.
Well, it depends how long you're grinding against.
Oh, you're saying if I'm a dry humping king.
Well, just like, you know, you gotta work your way up to the play.
Well, the actual thing that's wearing out is the fucking space between my thighs. So what that just means is I'm fat. Which would run right in the fly in the face of what you said. So. Well, there you go.
If I may just reference saying... our Patreon review this week, Tommy Boy got some play, so you got a long way to go, my friend.
There you go, exactly. By the way, that girl, was that Pam from The Office?
No.
Okay. Whoopa! Welcome to the Countdown fucking podcast. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
I almost jumped in to say, maybe it was Pam from The Office.
That would have been kind of funny, though. Whoopa! Welcome to episode 242 of the Countdown Podcast. Today we're going to talk about times a follow-up didn't suck balls. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Welcome to the Countdown. Welcome to the Countdown. Fuck!